Yes, hello, Dias. This is the Ninth Dimensional Pleiadian Collective, and it is a pleasure and an honor to once again have an opportunity to connect with you all. So what we would like to talk about today is the connection within, and that is going to become more and more important as you go here, that you are taking time to clearly acknowledge and establish a connection with your divine self, that you are not operating out of the 3D mind, but rather you are operating out of your heart center. And it is when you are connected to your heart center that you are connected to divine source energy, that you are connected to your higher self, that you are connected to your angelic guides, that you can see solutions to problems, that you can think outside of the box, and on and on and on. So as you go through this ascension process, what you're going to find is, yes, there is going to be change. Things are going to feel a bit unsettled. And your connection within is where you're going to find peace. Your current version of reality, as a 3D version of reality, says that you are separate from everyone and everything. But in reality, you are never, ever separate. You couldn't be if you wanted to be. But you look for your connection outside of yourself because you think that your external reality is real. But truly, it is an illusion. It is a reflection of the frequencies that you are holding as being processed through the filter of the mind. And the mind is an illusion, a tool of separation. Your true self is a multidimensional being. And this is what you are remembering. You remember by moving out of the mind and into the heart center. How do you connect with the heart center? How do you move into the heart center? It is as simple as finding something that puts a smile on your face. We found that for you, that is the fastest way for you to get there. And you can think of absolutely anything. But typically, we recommend not thinking of a person or an animal or a place that you have attachments to. What will happen is that there can often be programs that are running at the subconscious level about animals or places or people. So if you're not familiar with them, the likelihood of your having an attachment is much lower. But think of something that makes you smile. For those of you who are really analytical, this can be a bit of a challenge because you're not used to tapping in or working with the emotional side of yourself. So it's going to require a bit more practice. And the practice is simply there so that you can identify the frequency of the emotion. You experience emotion all the time. You just don't really label it or pay as much attention to the emotional frequencies as you do to the thought frequencies. So it's just shifting and adjusting just a little bit and becoming more and more aware. How do I feel in my body? What is this emotion? You know what it is. You may not have made the conscious connection with it, but there is part of you that innately knows what it is, and you're just reconnecting with this part of yourself. So as you find that thing that puts a smile on your face, when you found the right image and you're truly connected, what you're going to feel is lighthearted, warm, tingly, uplifted, joyful, expanded, any one of those things or all of those things. And it is in this state that you are able, as we said, to connect with your higher self, to your guides, to source, to your creativity. And this is a big, important piece because as you go, you're going to find that working in the old way doesn't hold the same appeal. And so you will seek out new experiences. And the level and the frequency of these new experiences, in order to excite you, is going to have to be a bit higher. How do you get the inspiration for those things? By connecting within. Also, as there is a lot of chaos going on, as people are going through their own transitional process, it becomes more and more important for you to connect with the divine within, to your own higher self within, because that is what will, frankly, keep you sane, but that is where you'll find your own peace. That it doesn't matter what goes on outside of you, that you can maintain and hold your own frequency. Because when you get heart-centered, you can perceive everything from the co-creative level. So when you see people freaking out, or to use your vernacular, or people who are in stress, fear, turmoil. You can observe them, and rather than identifying with their pain, you are able to see their co-creative blueprint. In other words, you see their own divine self, how and why they've created a situation, what they're gaining from it, and you don't have an attachment to it. You feel rather neutral and flat about it. It's fascinating to you as a co-creative being. As a human operating out of the victim-perpetrator level of the mind, were you to connect with that same frequency, it would be very difficult for you because you would more than likely identify with whatever emotion they were experiencing. And instead of going into a state of expansion, which is what you do when you connect to the divine blueprint, you would go into a state of contraction, trying to make yourself small and separate, and that really isn't going to feel good to you all. To keep yourself small, to live a small life, as it were, is going to feel really, really hard because it takes a lot of energy to be in resistance to the divine flow. Divine flow is about connection. That is your natural state of being. It takes a lot of energy to feel disconnected. It takes a lot of energy to run the 3D game. In other words, to run the filters of separation. You have the option at any moment in time to shift which operating system you are perceiving reality from. You can look at reality from the victim-perpetrator level of the mind, or you can look at it from the heart-centered, co-creative level. It is entirely a choice. The more conscious you can be of choosing to perceive a situation from a heart-centered space, the easier everything is going to get. And this is why connecting with yourself, connecting with the divine within, is so important. It just simply makes life much easier. This is your natural state of being. So we highly encourage you to make it a practice to connect within consciously first thing in the morning. And then throughout the day, as you can recall, as you remember, I need to connect to the divine. That will reset you and make everything flow in an easier fashion. And again, how do you connect with the divine? You can do hours of meditation if you wish, but what we found that the easiest way for you all to make connection is simply to think of something that makes you smile. The setup of this game was not meant to be difficult. It was meant to be relatively simple because what you were going to be processing as far as the emotions went was going to be challenging. So the actual mechanics of it were made simple, or left to be simple. Have fun in the exploration of it, dear ones. Don't worry that somehow you think you're not getting high enough, you're not connecting, because the bottom line is you are always connected. You couldn't even be disconnected if you wanted to be. But just keep acknowledging your own inner connection. What does that vibrationally feel like to you? And when you have that sensation that you are connected, bookmark it in your body. Tell your body, this is what it feels to be connected. And we can go back at any time. And at a later date, when you need to reconnect, tell your body, remember when we were connected before and we put the bookmark in. All cells in the body are going to return to that frequency now. And the cells love to be chatted with. They love to be talked to. So when you give them those kinds of instructions, they will follow them. So we hope that helps in some way, dear ones. And as always, we're around and we are watching and waiting and sending many well wishes.